on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Well, the candles, battery-powered lights and the generators will be in action again as load shedding returns this evening. Stage 3 is kicking in at 5 p.m. today after a 10-month streak of relatively uninterrupted electricity supply. Eskom says some generating units broke down over the past week and has been relying on open-cycle gas turbines.
Primarily, the objective is to build the reserves that we relied on quite extensively since the beginning of this week. The reliance on the reserves was occasioned by the unfortunate and combination of multiple unit trips at the big two stations, Letabo and Matimba. We are well progressed in terms of getting these units back on track, back into operation, and they'll be coming through over the weekend and early in the new week.
That's CEO Dan Marukan, who says the load shedding will last throughout the weekend. Electricity and Energy Minister Hosian Suramokgoba says it's a setback on their recovery plan progress after having recently marked 300 days of uninterrupted power supply.
Exceptionally disappointed, all of us, but I was saying to the team, the first thing, protect the system. The integrity of the system is important. We are agreed on that. I think as a and the engineers here and the acceptance that we have to do things right, and then also that the trend line is still in the right direction. If you look at our summer outlook.
Well, yesterday, the energy regulator granted Eskom a tariff increase for this year, but at 12.7%, it's around a third of the 36% the power utility had asked for. These consumers have shared their views on the tariff hike.
I wasn't expecting this. I thought because now they've like made so many people pay for electricity, especially those who didn't pay for it. I thought they made so much money that there wouldn't be a need for them to increase the tariffs.
I worry what's going to happen to us. As it is, we were given load shedding. Anyway, I'm not happy with the increase, but 12.5 is better than 36.
For me, I feel like an increase in electricity prices is the same as an increase in fuel prices. Everything will go up, or it affects everything else. It's like we're constantly in survival mode, you know, and no one is on our side as consumers. No one cares.
Other news, and the SAPS has confirmed four police officers have been arrested in connection with the release from lawful custody of a suspected illegal mining kingpin. James Tiger Tswaedi resurfaced from Shaft 11 at Stilfontein in the northwest earlier this month. Tswaedi is accused of assault, torture and hoarding underground. He is considered extremely dangerous. He was identified in several statements as one of the ringleaders who controlled underground operations at the Bevelsfontein mine. And hundreds of people have joined a protest near Egypt's border with Gaza against a plan floated by U.S. President Donald Trump to move Palestinians from the territory to Egypt and Jordan. Trump last week proposed the plan, saying it was, quote, to clean out the Gaza Strip. He proposed that the two neighboring countries take in Palestinians, but both states have strongly rejected the idea. Trump yesterday again insisted that they do a lot for them and that they are going to do it. Durban 27, tomorrow Pietermaritzburg 25, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Mandla Ndikazi hopeful that fatigue doesn't get the better of Pirates in the Soweto Derby this weekend. The Proteas under-19 girls will face India in the 2025 under-19 T20 World Cup final. And it's led to Antaben up next in our Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk Anthem finale.